Next patient is Stephen Jenkins. The last name is J-E-N-K-I-N-S. First name is Stephen, S-T-E, V like in Victor, E-N. 82-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3A, A3. The patient had a significant proteinuria, and for that reason, we have used a Farxiga in combination with Kerendia. The laboratory workup that was done on February the 11th reveals a creatinine that is 1.2, a BUN of 27, estimated EFR 59. The sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 were in normal limits. The patient had an albumin of 4.3. The urinalysis shows that the patient has a 2-plus protein, has also leukocyte stearase and sugar as expected because of the presence of Farxiga. The patient had a protein-creatinine ratio that is consistent with 1 gram of proteinuria per gram of creatinine. This proteinuria has been stable, has not deteriorated. Number 2, diabetes mellitus that is under good control, the hemoglobin A1C is 6.5%. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control, the blood pressure is 119 over 59. Following number, the patient has obesity. The BMI went up to 36. I discussed in detail the caloric intake, and I am suggesting for him to follow the Weight Watchers program that is going to help him to change his behavior and identify things that are not convenient in the presence of the comorbidities that he has. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face 35 minutes, in the recommendation 7 minutes. Bear in mind that I took the dietetic history, that I explained the Weight Watchers, the way to work, and what to expect. The patient was given the suggestion to call us in case that the blood pressure, the blood sugar comes down, because at that time we have to adjust the medications. Before he goes back to Indiana, I am going to see him and reevaluate the condition.